local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're running it back one more time. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Honored to serve you here on this Friday, right before the beautiful Father's Day weekend. And typically with Joe and Austin, but it's not Joe and Austin this time, nor was it yesterday. I'm Austin Price, of course, but I am joined by the fabulous Steve Taylor. Steve, how are you, my friend?
I am doing terrifically. It's Friday, and the weekend is just around the corner, about an hour from now.
Yeah, especially with you being a father yourself and celebrating Father's Day this weekend. It would take a lot to be in a bad mood today. let's see. Just about 6:12, we will get right into this hour three here with our top three stories. The Supreme Court tossing out a Trump-era federal ban on gun bump stocks. The court ruled Friday that the controversial device allows semi-automatic rifles to fire more quickly cannot be included in an older law banning machine guns. The 6-3 decision struck down a regulation imposed following the 2017 mass shooting at a Las Vegas music festival that killed 60 people and injured hundreds of others. Despite the ruling, bump stocks remain illegal in 18 states.
A U.S. attack sub and a Canadian Navy ship are arriving in Cuba right on the heels of a Russian warship or two. You see, the U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived in Guantanamo Bay yesterday, saying it's part of a previously planned routine visit. The arrival of a Russian frigate and submarine at the Havana port has been seen as a show of force by the longtime ally of Cuba, but the U.S. and Cuba say that it basically poses no threat. The Russian ships are scheduled to remain in Havana until Monday, but the Governor Ron DeSantis is weighing in on the Russian warship presence. Basically, it's 90 miles away in Cuba.
They are not going to be deterred by weakness. They're not going to be deterred by confusion. They're not going to be deterred by a president wandering around aimlessly at the G7.
DeSantis says that Russia's war games in Cuba is very concerning.
Well, I mean, especially when you know, like, the history behind how, like, America and Russia, the beef that they've had, but also...
Cuba.
I was about to say, also near Cuba.
Like, 1963 was a Cuban missile crisis.
Exactly.
And so I remember that.
This is obviously very, like, it's concerning for obvious reasons, I'd say. And that's a guy who didn't even live through it. Ukraine is rejecting Russia's demands to bring the war between the two countries to an end. On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country would end the war if and only if Ukraine agreed to certain conditions.
What are the conditions?
Well, they include Kyiv dropping its ambitions to join NATO and pulling out troops from 4 Ukrainian provinces claimed by Moscow. So obviously a pretty tall order from Russia there. The proposal from Russia came just a day after the U.S. and Ukraine agreed to a new 10-year security agreement. Other demands for a truce included Ukraine recognizing Crimea as part of Russia, which likely isn't going to happen.
Not going to happen. Basically, the Ukrainians are saying yet.
Just about 6:15 here, we will get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Looking at traffic here, overall, it's been a rather easygoing evening.
Compared to yesterday.
Yeah, but that's not saying anything. Yesterday was a disaster. But we do have an accident report still causing some minor backups on 9 Mile Road. That's if you're traveling eastbound towards Kimstrand Road. Outside of that, it may just be a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And if you're trying to come off of Navarre Beach, going over the bridge and approaching Navarre Parkway, we've got some backups over there in that same area as well. And now we've got some revived congestion.
Yay. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to head into downtown Milton. But outside of those few spots, the majority of which should die down relatively soon, there doesn't appear to be much holding you up for too long at this time. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks fabulous for the weekend. Well, I should say almost fabulous. Tonight, clear, low about 77 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, but with humidity building. High about 92 along the beaches. Should be maybe 97 deep inland. And on Sunday, Father's Day, we do have a chance of showers. I have only 87, and that's the forecast.
All righty. Thank you very much. Getting into our local headlines here. The further we've gotten into the show this evening, the less necessary and more insane this has become, it depending on who you are and where you are with your Father's Day planning. If you're planning on catching a flight out of town for Father's Day weekend, you may want to consider an Uber to the airport. The Pensacola International Airport posted a parking update this morning saying their lots were 99% full as of 9 a.m. this morning. The garage surface lot and flat rate lot were at capacity, and limited space remained in lots 1, 2, and 3 and flat rate lot 2. And Steve, you said last hour.
Checking the website, it's about the same. There are not many spaces there left.
That's the thing. Like, if you're obviously that was more for, you know, this morning, last minute stuff.
Yeah.
If you're still looking for a flight, I got bad news for you, and it has nothing to do with the parking. you're probably gonna miss your opportunity to have some true full weekend Father's Day plans. But Steve, it's not all bad, because we've got something to do with interlocal support agreements.
Right. It's Santa Rosa County and the City of Milton signed the interlocal support agreement with NAS Whiting Field yesterday. Officials say it will allow the military and local community to partner on projects and services.
Say the mission of NAS Whiting Field holds significance for Santa Rosa County. This agreement exemplifies the effectiveness of collaboration between the surrounding community. By signing this agreement today, Santa Rosa County demonstrates its dedication to military partnerships and the service members who call this county home.
That's Santa Rosa County Commissioner Sam Parker. Several Milton City Council members were also there in attendance at that meeting, and representing NAS Whiting Field was Captain Paul Flores. As part of the agreement at NAS, they say they will use services and materials from Milton and Santa Rosa County for on-base projects whenever possible. NAS Whiting Field currently has about a $1.6 billion economic impact in Santa Rosa County.
And the annual Pensacola International Billfish Tournament weigh-in is happening today. Tournament director Robo Wibbs says the boats have been out for a few days now, with the tournament being cut back slightly this year because of weather forecasts. He says fishermen normally get around 56 hours on the water, but this year they only got 49. Wibbs says that means many of the boats will be pushing the cutoff times to the limit at tonight's weigh-in, which is open to the public, and you can watch them as they bring out massive tuna, swordfish, wahoo, and marlin. The works.
Mm.
Now, it says here that Wibbs says the majority of the large fish will be weighed in at Plaza de Luna after 7 p.m. Steve, did you mention something about weigh-in starting last hour?
They already started with the weigh-in, and the people on the boats have until 7 p.m., basically about two-thirds of an hour from now. That's the cutoff point. You got to have your fish there to be weighed by 7 p.m.
Excellent.
Good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of confused you there. The next story was for you,
but
I kind of set you up for something a bit early there, so my apologies.
Okay, well, it looks like former Escambia County Commissioner Doug Underhill has been cleared of several ethics violation complaints. Those complaints were made last year by David Baer, the chairman of the Triumph Gulf Coast Board and the CEO of the Lewis Baer Company. Those complaints involved filing inaccurate financial disclosure forms after he left office. The PNJ reports the Ethics Commission ruled that there was no probable cause for the complaints and dismissed them. Underhill previously faced an ethics complaint that was dismissed back in September of last year. And in 2020, he was hit with a trio of complaints that resulted in a $35,000 fine.
And lastly here, one person is dead after the four-vehicle crash on the Escambia Bay Bridge that tied up a lot of traffic in the area for hours yesterday. The Florida Highway Patrol says one of the vehicles caught on fire after the crash, and troopers say the driver of that vehicle died and is currently unidentified. A 26-year-old man from Alabama and a 55-year-old from Milton were both transported to Sacred Heart Hospital with minor and luckily non-life-threatening injuries. FHP is still investigating at this time. Just about 6:20, we'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll have state headlines, national news, and of course another quick check of the roads and weather. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or try their lemon ice back for the summer with your favorite fruit added in. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you in your car could see me and Steve now, just black blazers, sunglasses on, cigars hanging out the mouth, just snapping our fingers to this one.
This is like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We had some backups on 9 Mile Road. If you were traveling eastbound towards Kim Strand, the majority of that has seemingly cleared out from an accident report we had earlier. Then it's Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, or if you are coming off of the bridge, coming from Navarre Beach and approaching Navarre Parkway, we've got some backups there still. Hopefully those areas should die down soon. And then it's going to be Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of those few spots, there's not much that should hold you up. Steve, how's the weather looking?
It's fabulous for the weekend, mostly tonight. Down to about 77 degrees and clear. Tomorrow, sunny and 92. And Sunday, we do have a chance of showers sneaking in. 87 degrees is going to be the high. Right now, it's cooling down, relatively speaking, though.
Yes.
89 degrees in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. And that's your forecast.
Relatively. Just was the backbone of that segment there. Getting into your state headlines, we've got the Florida National Guard continuing to help understaffed prisons Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order last week to extend the additional support until at least December. He says that the state correction system has improved, but it is still experiencing shortages that threaten the safety of officers and inmates. Guard members were initially activated back in September of 2022. The current order was set to expire this past Sunday.
Well, Florida's citrus industry is trying to recover after it was damaged by hurricanes a couple of years ago. The latest report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows the current harvest is about 11% higher than the previous year, which saw its lowest numbers in more than nine decades. Crops were severely impacted by Ian and Nicole, as well as a disease known as citrus greening. Wednesday's forecast shows the state is expected to produce about 18 million boxes of oranges this season. The new state budget signed by the governor earlier this week will set aside nearly $50 million for the citrus industry.
And Florida getting more rain today after days of torrential downpours and dangerous flooding. Nonstop rain has drenched parts of the southern half of the state for days now, and Governor DeSantis already declared a state of emergency due to consequential flooding in five southern counties. Thunderstorm activity in the region is expected to subside by the weekend, but forecasters say flash flooding and urban flooding will remain possible through Saturday.
Well, speaking of weather results, it's the last day for Floridians today who want to save some money on hurricane supplies. So you better get out shopping in case you hadn't done it yet. The state's first disaster preparedness sales tax holiday of the year is coming to an end today after 2 weeks. Shoppers will not have to pay sales tax on things like batteries, portable generators, and even pet food. Another holiday for the same items is beginning on August 24th.
I got to tell you, if you just asked someone who knows nothing about Florida, had never been to Florida, just surface level knowledge, and you said, listen, we've got a new show that covers state headlines. What do you think the Florida headlines would be about? And they would probably say DeSantis, oranges, and storms. And
those, right.
And all
and
three.
Sharks.
Yes, all of it well represented so far. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office reminding property owners about a new Florida law. The agency released a statement yesterday saying the legislation will allow owners or authorized agents to call police if someone is illegally squatting at their home.
Oh.
Yeah, law enforcement will be able to remove people if they unlawfully entered the property. Before calling authorities, residents will need to fill out a form through their local sheriff's office. The new law will take effect in July.
Wait a minute. So you, before calling the authorities, you got somebody squatting there.
Yes.
You have to fill out a form through the local sheriff's office?
I got to tell you, I'm not very smart, Steve, but squatters' rights and the laws that play around squatters, that is a realm that confuses a lot of people, and I am one of those folks.
Wow.
So I am not the person to ask. Take it up with your local sheriff's office, apparently.
Okay.
What's going on nationally?
Well, nationally, President Biden held a private meeting with Pope Francis in Italy. It happened today, and it comes after Francis became the first pontiff to address the G7 summit. This marks the first time Biden has met with Francis since his visit to the Vatican back in October of 2021. Francis is expected to hold private meetings with other world leaders at the G7 summit, which includes Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and French President Emmanuel Macron.
And over the past couple summers, hazy skies have been blamed on Canadian wildfires. But today, hazy skies as far north as Nebraska and Iowa, east to Connecticut and Massachusetts, is coming from southern U.S. and Mexico wildfires. In Midwestern states, the smoke plume is high in the sky and causing hazy horizons. In southern states into New England, the smoke is affecting air quality.
Well, speaking of quality air, parts of the downtown area of Youngstown, Ohio, are being evacuated after some reports around there about the smell of gas. It's a good thing they had that, rotten egg aroma to gas, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to smell it. Mm-hmm. And of course, since it smells like that and it's dangerous, that's why people have to pay attention. Fire officials are on that scene and warn people, some of the people there, to evacuate any building if they smell gas in that building. Youngstown State's campus is being evacuated. There's no word yet on a possible cause.
My goodness. And then lastly here, very quickly, a bit of an introduction to our upcoming sports segment after the break. The U.S. cricket team continuing to make history.
What?
We have a cricket team. Who knew? In the T20 Cricket World Cup, there was a point given to the USA due to a game being called off because of weather, and it meant that the team qualified for the Super 8 stage of the tournament. The USA will now be placed in a group of four of the final eight teams, with the top two teams from each group advancing to the semifinal round.
Go team!
Yeah, the USA has made headlines during its first appearance in the T20 Cricket World Cup by beating Pakistan and narrowly losing to India.
USA! USA!
There you go. That's the spirit we have around here.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. Iranian-backed militants are targeting a portion of Israel.
Attacks today hammering the northern Israeli town of Kiryat Shmona. Missiles fired from southern Lebanon toward northern Israel caused fires to break out across the border. This follows months of tension between the IDF and Hezbollah.
Fox's Alex Hogan. President Biden still hoping a peace plan will calm down tensions, but says it's going to be tough to achieve. Parts of Florida are underwater after days of relentless rain. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez is in Miami.
More than 20 inches falling in Hollandale Beach in just 3 days, with more on the way. A state of emergency remains in place for at least five counties across South Florida.
Nearly 200 people had to be rescued from flooded homes or cars. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. NASA announced today that Boeing's Starliner capsule, Calypso, will stay at the International Space Station twice as long as originally planned. Before launching June 5th, Boeing and NASA had planned for Starliner to be in space for 9 days, but now Calypso's mission is slated to return to Earth early on June 22nd. It's looking like a very strong debut weekend at the multiplex for the sequel to Inside Out. Disney and Pixar's latest animated outing, Inside Out 2, pulled in $13 million across North America in Thursday previews and is projected to hit $90 million or more for the weekend overall. Last weekend's champ, Bad Boys Ride or Die, will almost certainly be in the runner-up spot this weekend, a projected $28 to $35 million take. Stocks closed out the trading week with a lackluster Friday session, though the NASDAQ Composite managed a 21-point advance to notch a fifth straight fresh closing high. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 and Dow Industrial slipped 2 and 57 points, respectively.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Earlier in the week, I said that if LeBron James is actually serious about winning another championship before retiring, he would wave goodbye to the Los Angeles Lakers. It's one thing to say the four-time NBA champion should leave the purple and gold, but where should he go? And that answer would be the Philadelphia 76ers. The trio of LeBron James, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey would give the King one last legitimate chance to win it all again. I'm Zach Gelb.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Summer's here, and there aren't too many people that wake up each morning and say, I think I'd like to buy a new air conditioning system. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. No one wants to encounter the experience and inconvenience of replacing their home's air conditioning system, and we understand that. That's why we do everything in our power to make the experience pleasant and uncomplicated, and most of all, worry-free. All of our American Standard systems come with a 3-year parts and labor warranty, and we have systems that fit any home on any budget. If you need a new air conditioning system for your home, call me. We're here to serve you.
Climatech, Climatech.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. We've just got some minor bits and pieces of congestion here that are lingering around a bit longer than usual. On Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10, we've still got some very minor issues there, nothing too bad. Navarre Parkway, if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87 or coming off the bridge from Navarre Beach approaching the parkway, we've still got very heavy congestion there. If anything, it's worsened slightly. And the same can be said for downtown Milton, whether it be you are traveling eastbound on Caroline Street coming from Dogwood Drive or westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River. So a few spots still that are going to continue to give us problems at least until our next traffic update. Steve, how's the weather looking, my friend?
Weather is fabulous for the weekend, for Father's Day, and anybody else who's not a father. Basically enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be nice tonight, down to about 77 degrees, clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny, high about 92, maybe 97 deeper in land. And Sunday, though, we do have a chance of showers moving in, about a 50-50 shot at that, high of 87. 89 right now in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 degrees in Milton. And that's your forecast for the Father's Day weekend.
All righty. Thank you very much, Steve. Let's see. Getting into our sports segment here, we'll start with baseball. College baseball, we saw the beginning of the College World Series tonight. Virginia and UNC, that game got underway early this afternoon. The Tar Heels won 3-2 there.
Yeah.
And the second game between Florida State and Tennessee began at the top of this hour. Mm-hmm. Tennessee, in the top of the second, currently holds a 2-1 edge on the Noles.
Yeah, they just got that run.
Yeah, so if you want to keep track of that game, it is on ESPN. Keep that in mind. Also, we've got some MLB games going on here. Rays at Braves, that game got underway just about 20 minutes ago, and the current score is, already off to a hot start. Braves have a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the first.
Wow.
So, that's a hot one. And then in the bottom of the third, we've got the Marlins losing to the Nationals 5-1. So, Nationals off to a hot start there as well. Neither of those games are televised, just some local representation, but if you want to keep track of them, now you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got, this is probably the biggest sporting event tonight, Game 4 of the NBA Finals.
Right.
At 7:30, so in just under an hour. That's going to be on ABC. Mm-hmm. With the win, the Celtics will beat the Mavericks 4-0 and complete the sweep to take their 18th.
Oh, yeah. Right?
18th NBA title.
Is it 18 now?
Yes, I think so. Oh. If they win tonight. And then the Panthers, over in the Stanley Cup Finals, they survived the Oilers last night to win 4-3. They are now up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 of that will be tomorrow night at 7 on ABC. So we could very well have one night being NBA Finals sweep, the next night being Stanley Cup Finals sweep. So if you're a fan of competition and you're not really a fan of the Celtics or Panthers, I hate to break it to you, you're probably not going to enjoy much of these series because they're not going to be around much longer.
I think a game is so much better when it's you know, score is very close. Yeah. And either team could win. When it gets so lopsided, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, even if I have a team that I would visibly like, oh, okay, I want this team to win. For example, the Panthers. I'm not a huge hockey guy, but I want the Panthers to win over the Oilers, absolutely, especially after the Oilers, you know, beat my Stars in the Western Conference Finals. It's like, however, I would want the Panthers to win in seven instead of winning in a sweep. Like, I would want it to be good. So, yeah, that's been a bummer. But, hey, if the Panthers win, more power to the state, I guess.
Wow.
Keeping with the NHL theme, the National Hockey League has released its designs for the Utah Hockey Club.
That's the name of the team.
At least for now, yes. And the unis and color scheme look about as unique as the name sounds. A fan vote for the official team name and mascot is ongoing and will be chosen before the 25-26 season. Yeah, I mean, it's the same way I felt when they changed the Washington Redskins to the Washington football team. You can't come up with something a bit quicker, at least not a name. Like, it's one thing to have generic unis in a brand because you have to develop all of that cosmetically.
Right.
But you can't come up with the name soon enough?
Well,
come on.
It seems sometimes a team moves and keeps the name with them. It's like when the football Cardinals left St. Louis to go to Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? In Arizona, I don't think they're... The bird exists, the Cardinals, that the team is named after. They should have changed the name to, like, the Scorpions or something.
Well, and, like, Joe and I have talked about this one a couple times. The New Orleans Jazz went to Utah to become the Utah Jazz,
which didn't make sense
at all. So, yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. Of course, I'm not crazy about the move. I think I have made that painfully obvious up to this point in the show. Steve, what's going on in the NFL, buddy?
Well, there's a heaping amount of Florida news in the NFL, starting in Jacksonville, where the Jaguars signed quarterback Trevor Lawrence to a 5-year, $275 million contract extension. Wow. The deal makes Lawrence the sixth quarterback in the NFL to currently have an annual salary above $50 million a year.
Yeah, so he's doing all right for himself.
I would say so.
If I remember the specifics, I do think he's tied with Joe Burrow for most annual salary currently amongst QBs, with Joe Burrow at $55 million. I think I think he's tied with Joe. I think they each have $55 million per year, at least currently.
Yeah.
And also, the Miami Dolphins signing defensive end Calais Campbell, the six-time Pro Bowler, reuniting with Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Edwards, who was the Ravens' D-line coach when Campbell was in Baltimore for 2021 and 2022.
Yeah.
So, of course, some good chemistry there, along with one heck of a player in Campbell. It's going to be interesting to see how the Dolphins hold up. I mean, it looks like the Bills ain't going to win anything, so this is the Dolphins' time to shine in the AFC East.
I would say so.
Yeah, it's long overdue. We talked about how far removed they are from hoisting up a Lombardi, so that's for darn sure.
Well, speaking of the pigskin, looks like a local Pace Football's three-star tight end, Joseph Skipworth, has committed to the University of Kansas. 247 Sports ranks the 6'5", 220-pound Skipworth as the 67th overall tight end in the 2025 class. Well, good for him.
Absolutely. And as I said before, you know, I mean, going to a D1 school, but especially if you're going to, like, one at that level. I mean, we're talking Power Four. That's the pinnacle of college football there.
Yeah.
If you're going there, that's great. But, man, Kansas, you know, they have a reputation for not being too good. Until now, Kansas has been a darn good football program as of the past couple of years. So, and they're one of the favorites right now, I'd say, in the Big 12 entering this upcoming season. So that's a great grab for the Jayhawks, and also a great school for Skipworth to go to. And hopefully we'll see him shine for him. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All righty, let's see. Just before we move on to health, business, and science notes, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Still got some backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound approaching I-10. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Luckily, it seems like a lot of the congestion on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach has cleared out, so that's one bit of good news. But we still have problems on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how about that weather?
Well, the weather is beautiful outside, if you like it warm.
I do not.
Looks like it'll cool down tonight to 77 degrees, but the humidity is going to build this weekend. Tomorrow, sunny, high about 92, about 97 deep inland. And tomorrow and on Sunday, we'll have a chance of a shower for Father's Day and a high of 87 degrees. Right now, it's cooled down a little bit, 88 in Pensacola, 89. 9 in Gulfreeze and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast for the Father's Day weekend.
All righty. Thank you very much. Moving on to health, business, and science notes now. Apple is now the most valuable public company in the U.S.
All right.
Yeah, we should have known it was just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, Apple edged past Microsoft when shares rose 0.6% and its market cap closed at $3.29 trillion. The shift comes the same day that Apple announced it's introducing buy now, pay later payment options.
Well, Gallup's recent State of the Global Workplace poll is estimating that disengaged employees cost the global economy almost $9 trillion a year. You see, this Gallup poll found roughly 20% of the workers globally reported feeling lonely, angry, or sad on a daily basis. And 41% say they feel stress. 22% of the younger workers say they feel lonely, while Europe showed the lowest level of employee engagement at 13%. The U.S. and Canada showed the highest percentage of engaged employees at 33%. But the U.S. and Canada also ranked second among the employees experiencing daily stress, right behind the Middle East and North Africa.
Mm.
And with all these kinds of results of their surveys, I always wonder, how do they determine all this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they just take like these expansive surveys across different workplaces across the countries. I don't know.
Well, nobody asked me if I was engaged.
Well,
and
no.
I'm not getting engaged anymore. I'm married.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm not engaged. but, you know, yeah, I wasn't asked that. I feel like we have not been represented, Steve. either that or we are entirely missing the point.
Yeah.
Consumers expected to spend roughly $22 billion on Father's Day gifts. So we've made it clear we're feeling the spirit. Seems like others are too.
Yeah.
The National Retail Federation says that the average consumer is shelling out around $190 on gifts and celebrations.
Wow.
About 3/4 of U.S. adults are expected to celebrate the holiday this weekend.
Well, happy Father's Day, everybody. We got some Wall Street news here, though. Looks like Wall Street closed mixed with the NASDAQ at a record high to end the week. A decline in consumer sentiment weighed on markets, with the University of Michigan's early reading for June coming in below estimates. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 57 points to 38,589. S&P 500 lost a small measure, only 2 points to 54,31. And NASDAQ rose 21 points to 17,688.
Alrighty. And lastly here, the CDC warning about a salmonella outbreak in at least 9 states that's linked to bearded dragons.
Hmm?
Yes. Some people have them, and they're weird little fellas. They seem quite charismatic, though, to be fair.
Well, not to me.
The CDC says at least 15 people, including 4 in New York, have contracted salmonella with symptoms including diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps.
Oh, boy.
4 have been hospitalized as a result of these diagnoses. The 8 other states involved are California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas. So we didn't hear Florida yet.
That's good.
The CDC is warning parents not to let their kids kiss or snuggle bearded dragons and says wash your hands thoroughly after handling the reptile or its habitat. Steve, I don't think I have to convince you to stay away from a bearded dragon.
Not exactly the most cuddly creature I could imagine.
They're not cuddly looking, but I have seen one. My brother recently showed us a video of one cuddling with like its owner or something. They are pretty chill, I gotta admit. If I were to ever snuggle with a reptile, that probably would be the one. I know that's a statement I never thought I'd say, but it's just, so I'm not going to say it's right. I'm just going to say I understand.
Oh, boy.
Just about 6:50 here. 6:49 on the nose, to be exact. We'll take one more quick break, and when we return, one more quick rundown of the traffic and weather, followed by pop culture notes, and then wacky stories and good news to finish up this week and send you off into your Father's Day weekend. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, for this evening, and for this week. Not a ton going on the roads outside of the usual. We do have some spots, though, that have appeared to linger around a bit longer than they should. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. We got some minor traffic giving us some issues both ways there. Then it's just a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And then Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks perfect for the weekend. Almost. We'll get to Sunday when I say the almost part. Yeah. Tonight should be clear, low of 77. Tomorrow, sunny, maybe a few puffy clouds. High of 92 along the coastline. Deep inland, maybe 97. But Sunday, we do have a chance of showers sneaking in, about a 50-50 shot of that for Father's Day. High of 87. Right now, it's cooling off a bit. 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton. And that's your Father's Day weekend forecast.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty. Getting into some pop culture notes very quickly here. Vice President Kamala Harris talking with the cast of Queer Eye about progress that's been made in the LGBTQ community. Harris spoke with the cast and creators of the popular Netflix show in Washington, D.C. Thursday in honor of the show's 20th anniversary and said, "We can't take LGBTQ rights for granted and must, in her words, keep going." Harris also spoke about the Supreme Court's highly anticipated ruling that preserved access to the mifepristone abortion pill. She says it's important to remain clear-eyed about the threats to reproductive freedom in the U.S. and stay vigilant. I got to tell you, I did not know how old of a show Queer Eye was until like there was like a joke made about it on The Office. And, you know, obviously The Office is an old show. So right. I'm like, wow, yeah. how old is this thing? Apparently 20 years.
Yes, I was about to say that. It's been around a while.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like the family of the cinematographer who was killed on the Rust movie set is dropping their lawsuit against Alec Baldwin. The lawyers for Halnia Hutchins' parents.
Yeah, Helena.
Helena, okay. I wasn't sure about that one. anyway, the lawyer for Helena Hutchins' parents and sister asked that the lawsuit should be dismissed without prejudice, which means it could be refiled later. No explanation was given for that decision. Meanwhile, Baldwin set to go on trial for the 2021 killing of Hutchins next month. He has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges.
Ugh.
This saga just keeps going on.
Yes, and HBO's House of the Dragon being renewed for a third season. Ahead of this Sunday season 2 premiere, the network announced that the Game of Thrones spinoff was being picked up again. The show, which takes place roughly 200 years before the original series, had the largest premiere audience ever for an original series for both HBO and HBO Max. The first season averaged almost 30 million viewers over linear and streaming.
Yeah, that sounds... if you've never seen it, you ought to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And then, of course, pick up the spinoff.
I've seen bits and pieces because like, my brother was into it a little bit, and he's got some buddies that watched it. So he's shown me some scenes. I've walked in on him watching it and seen, okay, this part. But yeah, I've never gotten into it. In House of the Dragon, I don't think I've ever seen any of that.
It's new on HBO and HBO Max. Well, actually, I think they picked up the third season.
Yeah, it says the season 2 premiere is about to air this Sunday. And then, yeah, it's already been renewed for a third.
I haven't seen it yet, so I better check it out.
Yeah, no spoilers, anybody.
Nope. Well, the man was released from San Quentin State Prison, and then he robbed the bank in Anaheim the very next day. That's according to federal prosecutors who have filed charges against the guy. His name is Eric Gray. They say that Gray robbed the bank on May 8th, taking 3 employees hostage while claiming to have a gun. This is the day after he got out of jail. And after his arrest, police found the cash and the drugs hidden inside of his body. Gray was also accused of trying to escape after being taken to a hospital and fighting officers, leaving several of them injured. This guy really wanted to go back to jail, apparently. Gray is facing up to 20 years in federal prison if convicted as charged.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a psychologist. I will say that sometimes we hear about these career criminals and how they start young and all that, and it's like a whole thing about, oh, well, it's the only life they know or whatever. This could be an instance here. I mean, this guy, I mean, come on. As you said, he's doing all of this a day after he gets out of prison. I don't know what he was in prison for the first time, but something tells me.
We know what he's going to be in prison for the second time.
Yeah. We know what he's going to be in prison for now. Very well said. A Toledo woman pleading guilty after she faked having cancer in order to steal thousands of dollars from her community. Mm. Lisa Tickmeyer pleaded guilty Thursday to one felony count of theft. She was initially charged in March when it was discovered that she had lied about a cancer diagnosis and then raised money to battle it. In total, she is believed to have stolen more than $25,000 from the community.
That's a lot of bucks.
Absolutely. And she faces up to 18 months in prison. That is just horrible.
Another one of those weird, wacky people. I can't understand the guy who basically went back to jail and this Toledo woman trying to steal and fake having cancer.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of wacky and weird, this is just a fun fact, not exactly wacky and weird. We're celebrating Father's Day Sunday, but the origins are not well known.
Okay.
You see, people think, well, maybe the holiday has been around forever. Well, but this year officially marks the 51st anniversary of the day dedicated to dads. It wasn't until about 1972 that Father's Day was recognized in America after being signed off by President Richard Nixon.
Okay.
And it began back in 1910 when a woman honored her own father and wanted the day to be in June, which is how we got Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, everybody!
Yeah, I was about to say, with the music playing us out here, it's a perfect. That's a perfect note to end on. Steve, once again, thanks very much for coming in Thursday
Anytime.
And today, helping us out. And once again, happy Father's Day weekend to you. And yes, happy Father's Day weekend to all of you. We hope it's beautiful. We hope you don't sweat too much in the humidity that Steve was reporting on. And we will see you next week, ready to give you yet another week of rundowns of everything going on in your world next week. So we will see y'all then. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a good weekend.